The story of a Nigerian American woman navigating through this thing called life. Welcome back to another episode of the Unmet Expectation Podcast. I'm your host, Day. We're on episode 21 and we are back at the home base. And yeah, to the left of me, we have a regular. We have Don in the building. Right. We just want to do like a rapid fire question and answer pertaining to AI.
Yep.
So I have a few questions I'm going to ask him, and it's going to just be a little cute little segment. It's going to go a little something like how you would hey Siri or like Alexa, whatever. But it's going to be like, hey Don.
All right. Hey.
Hey Don.
All right.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I'm a little flustered. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel rushed, but it's all good.
Okay, let's keep it.
let's keep it moving.
Yeah, let's keep it moving. And
all right. Yeah. All right. So first question. Hey Don, what is AI?
Yeah. So basically, typically, I'm keeping high level for the AI, just so everybody can understand, like, just a generic high level, easy. Fundamental AI. So
yeah.
What is AI? So pretty much AI is, it's a combustion of many different languages comes together. What do you have? They got four different types of AI, but I'm not going to go in details of it. Mm-hmm. So you have basically one of the AI is where you have a language where you would trying to have many different languages come together. And you trying to find many information of that language. For instance, in other words, you would have a driven car, and what that is, that car is made up of a couple of language built in it, and you trying to find the errors that. You know, error flaws and human flaws from that program that being written, but it didn't give much of data that's written into code for that AI. So, and you have a second part of AI, which let's say you want much more information, how you want to map out a route, or basically to get more information of, let's say, a fruit, or how to build a house, or how to get coded. It gives you many more answers to that code. So we write many different language and how the human interact and ingestion data inside that software that been built. It give you many information, open up to a wild repertoire of different pool of answers. So, and that's what, basically in a nutshell, AI is, it's a computer service that give you many answers to any different given server across the world. And it just spits out language and give you a lot of different, resolution questions, answers, recommendation. How does the human want to, you utilize that answers for, let's say, any college or different types of job service, they could utilize that platform for AI. So, yep. So that was in the nutshell, what is AI?
All right. Next up. Hey, Don.
Hello.
Do you need a degree to work in the field of AI?
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it typically, I would say, yes, and they also could be a no. And so it's actually in between that gray area. So it depends on how the company wants to hire a person for that credential approval for that AI experience or education level. So depend how that person learns, because is all about the person. So as to answer that question, it's actually between. So that person could be a fresh out of college AI, have his software development and his AI certs and AWS certs and also AI. And he actually still, He might be sharp at his memory, understand different ways of coding, but what he does lack is just like the logic and how things are supposed to be pulling together. So that could be lack knowledge. And another person could be not have the degree, but they have many years of experience. And they've just been in the game for a while, so they just understand how does the logic work for AI. So they've seen many different eras in different language of coding, so they could get the job. So it's actually in between, but for me, it's always just to have a college education as to a benchmark approval connection, so you could actually be on both sides of the fence. Or have best of the both, so you could actually just pass that threshold of getting through the job of having an AI degree and also a cert and tap, you know, on the icing and the cake.
Great. So it sounds like it's heavily cert based with experience. However, they do, there are degrees in college that cater towards like engineering, or maybe there's like a specific AI course that you would take during like undergrad or grad school that is heavily artificial intelligence based.
Absolutely.
Next question. What is artificial about artificial intelligence? Because when I think of the word artificial, I think of fake. So why is it called artificial intelligence?
I never thought about it that way, but I could really brainstorm it to give you an understanding of that, easy concise answer. So it's basically a mimic of a human. So in other words, you know, we build the machines and we find all the flaws that human could ever think about, and we ingest that into a machine, which now that's a second image of us, which is called artificial.
Got it.
So that's really the image of a human being, and we ingest all the flaws and then all the good inside that machine, and then from that we could actually utilize that machine to do good or evil, or code the machine to actually to do just the right thing. So is this so they come up with that? I would say they come up with that title AI as a pretty image of a human.
Got it.
Yep.
That makes sense. So artificial, as in like fake human.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Hey, Don.
Yep. Hey.
Next question. Does AI consist of coding?
Yes. I would say yes. It does consist of coding, many different language. Yes, it actually does. And you also have to understand a language and not to manipulate it, and also to break it down and then correct it and find different flaws. So yes, it does consist of many different language of coding.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Does AI and cybersecurity correlate?
It does. Absolutely. It does. That's a needed job area where it needs, and it does. And right now, as we speak, you definitely need, that's a must have to have that, that AI and cybersecurity.
So there's an intersection between cybersecurity and AI. There's some overlap. Are there there's a lot of synergy between the two. So if you're in the field of cybersecurity, you're going to have a lot of AI knowledge, I'm assuming.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Integrated automated scripts and codes into that. Yes. And you have to understand that, because, you know, you have to know, you know, for example, they could write AI and some of it could be biased. So you have to understand in the security issue, the bias in that, that code for that AI. So it's definitely important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And a lot of correlation and synergy between the two. Hey, Don.
Hey.
How important is AI? And like, so would you classify like Google as AI? Like the Google search?
I would say on a small scale. I know Google right now have another platform, which they're coming out. I don't want to say of it, but it's probably released out already. But they probably may have to change the name to Google as soon as possible. I mean, they may talk about it as we speak. But you know, as people using ChatGPT and other different type of platform for AI, Google stocks and Google Google, you know, a lot of people could stop utilize Google, and you know, they start to use AI as a search engine. So so basically, Google will have to change their name or just have an updated version where they ingest more of the AI, because you know, it's the search engine now is, you know, it's not as on steroid as ChatGPT or other different types of AI platforms. So yes.
Hey Don.
Hey.
So last question, is AI a threat to humanity in a way?
It can be, but you have to use it for ethical reasons and not unethical reason for malicious purposes. But it's actually a powerful resource for mankind to utilize. But if one may use it to do a malicious thing, it can be a threat. In other words, if you were to want to use it, let's say malicious, to take down a nuclear weapon, it's not gonna give you that perspective. But that data that ingested, if you type it in a search, it definitely gonna feed off of that. You're gonna see that, and what could potentially happen? Somebody could written another platform for bad actors. It may call a dark AI, which you could ingest these languages, and that could give you that answer. Might actually be on the ground AI, and that could be very dangerous. And another AI which you could, you know, just utilize for college, how to help, you know, write some reports, how to actually give you a good scenario of understanding how to build a house. AI would give you these ethical steps and details, how to do it, how to understand these language, how to code C language with the proper right script, how to clean the code out. It would give you these steps and errors, how to do it step by step, these ethical ways.
Yeah.
So it's a good resource to do it, but it also can be very unethical and dangerous.
Yeah. So pros and cons. I like, with anything, they have their pros and cons, and if used the wrong way, it could be very detrimental and dangerous to society if it gets in the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, Don, I know you're a busy man and you have a lot of things going on, and I really appreciate you stopping by today to answer these rapid fire questions. Hey Don was fun.
All right.
And I'm going to leave your information in the description box below. Thank you all for watching. It's been a whole 365 days since I started this podcast, and I'm so blessed and honored to have everyone watching and support it. And yeah, the best is yet to come. And yeah, keep sending in your questions, your dilemmas to theunmetexpectation@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to answer them and give you my 2 cents. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right.
6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6
This can't be happening. Wait, we need to pause. This can't be happening. Is this? This can't be happening.